only energy retailer certified to use the famous green and gold Australian made logo. Support Aussie owned and operated. 101.9.
This is the Fox. Being a Tuesday, of course, it's time for this guy.
Hughesy Tuesday.
It's not the Fox without this man, Dave Hughes. Hughesy.
It's just great to be back with you guys. I missed you on your week off. Guys, I missed you.
Oh, we missed you. And Hughesy, what on earth did you do on your week off? I know you've covered this with Ed, but we need to talk about your face because the first time it popped up on my Insta and I nearly dropped the phone because I didn't know what I was looking at because your face was red, but it didn't look like you. What is that?
It's called Picato, and anyone who's got some sun damage on their face can get it done. You rub this cream, or you get someone to rub cream on your face 3 days in a row, and it just burns the top layer of your skin off, and my face blew up as well, so turned into a cabbage patch kid. I know that Fev said some nasty things on Instagram Live. You know, I should go on 60 Minutes, do my own thing on that. But
do an Aaron Mullen. You've been trolled.
So I had a rough Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, but I'm coming good, guys.
What's the outcome? What are we going for? Like when you burn off the top layer of your skin, what's the end game?
Not like for my wife to not look at my face and go, like, you know, cause I have all these sort of lesions on my face so she's hoping that they will go away and so that she can love me again.
I think she's hoping that everything changes. Now, Hughesy, I've got a few theories cause I, asked a few people about your face cause I knew you'd be having you on. Now you've either had a facelift, you've had Botox, you've had work done to your eyes because of the swelling.
Swelling, yeah. I could hardly see. I'd wake up, we could hardly see. So, yeah.
You've had something done. It's not a bloody cream.
No, in your defence, Hughesy, this is the best defence. Nothing's open. How on earth could Hughesy get Botox or anything?
They've just been reopened. All that stuff's open. The dentist, everything's open. They are. Our kids went to the dentist on Thursday.
The kids are allowed to go to the dentist.
Dr. Tass is open again.
Can't be shut
open.
Fev, you can't go get an injectable just for fun now.
You can't.
Oh, okay. Sorry,
guys. I don't
think
you can. No, Fev, I'm
God. Sorry for having an opinion.
Well, no, but you can't just say places are open.
You can
get whatever you want.
Facts are our friends, Fev, so.
Hughesy, you've had a facelift.
I haven't had a facelift.
You've had something.
I know. It does look like that. I understand it looks like I am.
It's a cream. It's a cream. Not a cream.
It is the cream,
no, it's
mate.
Not a cream.
It's definitely the cream. I mean, I've had the cream, man. It's three lots of the cream and my face peeled off.
You look like me pre-jungle. Your face is that fat.
I know, man. And you're looking good. I'm going to say. Fev's just really. God, you're a yo-yo diver, isn't he? Unbelievable. He just does it for cash, doesn't he? Literally, he's like bloody Robert De Niro. He puts on weight and takes it off for roles. You know? So,
I do. Bit of Matt Damon style. Pork up, get skinny.
You got a sniff of some another. Anyway, no. I don't know. I'm talking about that bad.
I do feel bad.
You have asked Hughesy on the show and you have just like relentlessly attacked him about the way he looks.
Oh, yeah, but he knows the way he looks.
You know, I'm having a skin cancer treatment, and people going are online in Melbourne going, "What are you doing, man? You're not allowed to do that." You know, like I'm sort of having some sort of day spa thing happening. So
I did actually the other day, Hughesy. I had to go to a dermatologist, so the dermatologists are open,
right? And you reckon you can't get
that's
your face?
That's not Botox.
Jabbed. It's the same thing.
It's getting your skin cancers checked.
Same thing. Oh, I want to get my skin checked. Ooh, jab it.
No one's jabbing it.
Oh, make
jabbing
my lips
our skin, mate. And the skin specialists, they're crying out for work. People aren't turning up, you know.
Because if you what happens to your face, have a look at your picture. You're not turning up.
No pain, no gain, Fev. No pain, no gain. I mean, I'm going to end up looking like Nicole Kidman.
101.9 The Fox.
Hey, did you hear the story about the poor woman who was in a flotation tank, which is a form of relaxation. Mm. You know, sometimes you go to day spas.
Yeah.
I've never gone that option. Like if I'm going to pay money, and it can be quite expensive to get a treatment, I want to feel the treatment. I want the hands rubbed on the back. I want the massage. I don't need to float in a bath because I can do that at home. But anyway, some people love a flotation tank.
Yes.
But unfortunately, this is a bit serious. It happened in Auckland, though, over in New Zealand. A woman nearly drowned in one. Her hair got caught in the filtration system.
Yikes. Everyone knows that. You don't put your head in a spa. You taught that as a kid.
No, that's right. But this is not a spa. This is a flotation tank where you're supposed to lie down. Mm. And then she was in this little pod. It's all dark in there, and they want it to be dark. The idea is you're back in the womb, and the water's around.
I might just turn down the relaxation music because she's hurt herself. She's hurt herself.
She didn't. No, she's fine. She's actually fine. She panicked. She obviously they had to get her out quite urgently because she was going to drown in a flotation relaxation tank. And this is the thing about relaxing experiences aren't always relaxing.
Mm.
Why are you looking at me like that? You've got a look on your face.
I'm just into your chat because you're sitting here.
Sometimes you can have what we like to refer to on this show as relaxidents. It's a relaxidents. What happened
to you while you were chilling out? Oh, God, I'm allergic to the massage oil. Right, so I get what's happened here. The goal is for ambiance and peace and tranquility, but the result is a disaster.
I've got two for you, by the way, 131060. We are going to open the phones. I've got two things that have happened to me. I love massages have always been my thing. That's my way to treat myself. Pre-kids, by the way. After kids, I've barely had a massage.
It's hard to
who can get
treat
time?
Yourself with a massage after kids.
Anyway. I used to, though, when I was single, no kids, I'd try and get one weekly.
Would you?
So these are the three. I've got three things. One's not an accident, but here we go. The first one was I did have a reaction to some cream that was put on me.
Oil sometimes.
Yep,
I got home and I'm like,
why is my skin burning? Okay. And then looked in the mirror and I had to get one of those mirrors to look at my back. And the back was all red and blotchy and I had to go and get treatment for that. The other one was what are you looking at me? Nothing. Why have you got that look on your face?
It was just an earnest
mate, I'm
massage.
Listening to
it wasn't some... Anyway.
Mate, I'm concentrating
anyway,
on
I've had a bed collapse.
Oh, my God.
There it is. There it is.
It was one of, but in my defence, it was one of those folding beds.
Just a little bit.
It was a very... It was structurally unsound, the bed.
Was it?
It wasn't me. I lay on it and the front part of it fell and I nearly headbutted the ground.
You're like the mobile masseuse that can come to a hotel and they bring like that rickety sort of mobile table. And did that collapse? Was it like one of those more makeshift tables?
It was makeshift. It wasn't in a hotel room, but it was one of those foldy ones.
Was it in a little place with a sign at the front?
And the front bit folded and collapsed.
Gee, that's a lot of force has been put on it.
A lot of force.
Must have been going hard.
My top half collapsed. And then that third example I was going to give you is a bit different. It's not so much an accident as much as a theft because as I was putting my head through...
You've had a lot of massages.
I have.
A lot of stories.
I had my head through the circle.
Oh, yeah.
And I could see her feet. But then I knew she was doing one hand and I'm like, come on, put your back into it. I want to feel the... So, and then I could see that like her other hand was going over to my bag and I'm like, what are you doing? You're actually rifling through my handbag.
That's theft, yeah.
While you're giving me a massage. So this isn't
smart, though.
This is relaxidence, not re-thefty. So although if you've got a theft story during a relaxation session, we will take it.
Bonus points, absolutely.
When you got your head in the little hole.
Yeah.
I don't like my nose always runs for some reason.
Because all the pressure is running to you.
And it gets itchy and you can't touch it because you can't get your hand around.
No.
For that whole time it's uncomfortable,
it's not
but then
relaxing.
You roll over.
Yeah.
And then what happens when you drop
Let's just take a song. 131060 is the number here at The Fox.
Nothing happens.
1019 The Fox.
We're calling these relaxidents with Fifi, Fev and Byron for breakfast. It's a relaxident. What happened to you while
you were chilling out? Oh, God, I'm allergic to the massage oil. When you get in a relaxing treatment, but something happens, you can get injured, you can have an accident like this woman who was in a flotation tank in Auckland over in New Zealand, and she nearly drowned. Her hair got caught in the filtration system, and she couldn't get out.
Jeez.
And she was calling and screaming. Eventually, they did save her, but you don't expect to drown during your relaxation session.
Certainly don't.
Ben in Geelong. Hi, Ben.
Hey, Fev and Byron.
Hey, Benny. Benny, we're good. We'd love to hear your relaxident. What happened?
So I was over holidaying in Thailand, and the missus and I got a massage and facial package.
Ooh, nice.
It was meant to be relaxing. Didn't happen. What happened is they asked you all your allergies and all that. I listed mine. I'm allergic to corn. Turns out the translation didn't go well through. And in the natural facial ingredients, there is actually some cornstarch in there. Got put all over my face and my chest. Halfway through, got really itchy. When it came off, face was very red, parts started to blister, end up with a nice little bit of blister on my chest and a very red, blotchy face for about 48 hours.
Oh no! Corn! Did you have to pay for the massage, Ben?
It was paid in advance for the packages.
Oh, jeez, that's tough.
So you don't expect
that. He's allergic
to
corn.
Yes, corn.
Definitely corn, yep.
Definitely corn. Thank you for that, Ben. That's a disaster. And that's the other thing. Like, Ben, you look forward to these experiences. You think, yes, you can wait all week for it, and then it's a disaster. Danny.
How do you become allergic to corn? Like, it's just, geez, life's weird, isn't it?
Do you want me to get like a medical professional to explain that?
No, but like get peanuts and even
corn.
Peanuts. Corn. Like yeah. Corn's just doesn't even taste like anything.
No. I guess because it's been in many cases corn starch, corn flour. It's in so many things you eat these days. Most processed food has corn syrup in it. Mm. Anyway, that was
thanks,
just
mate.
I mean, you guys, you should chat about that after the show.
How do you know this stuff?
Because corn syrup is a real problem for the world. Yeah. Danny, it's diabetes. I'm serious.
No, the high fructose corn syrup.
Yeah, corn syrup is a problem.
Oh, I'd love to chat afterwards.
Danny in South Gippsland. Hi, Danny.
Hi, thank you, President Byron.
Hey,
well, I've certainly had a real accident.
What happened?
I had a beautiful wedding coming up, and I decided I'd go get my eyebrows threaded at the beauty parlor.
Oh, gosh.
And then I thought, oh, you know, maybe I'll go a step further and get a tint. So I got the tint, and an allergic reaction just blew up on my face. But the worst thing was that parent-teacher interviews were a couple of days afterwards, and I'd blown up so badly that my dad described me as the elephant man.
Mm.
And his parents say to me, oh, you look so tired. Are you okay? And I had to explain the whole thing to her. It was awful.
No. That's the thing. When you've got to be seen in public after a real accident, that's never fun.
Ugh.
Because the other thing, too, is people might not believe that's a reaction.
Like Uzi.
Yeah, there you go. It's exactly. Yeah. Actually, he had a real accident.
No, he didn't. He had Botox.
Jess, thanks for that, Danny. Jessica in Keysborough. Hi, Jess.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Morning.
Great. Jess, now you've got another real accident from a flotation tank.
I do, but thankfully it didn't happen to me. It happened to a very dear friend of mine who was very quick to text me after it happened. So she went to one of the flotation tanks and, oh, excuse my four-year-old in the background.
That's all right.
And while she was in the tank, she actually had to pass wind.
Right.
And with that came a little bit of a relaxant of her own.
No.
Okay. Yes. No, I reckon we know what comes next.
Being that it floats and then having to have someone escort her out. She did by about had to have six sessions and she bailed at one. She never went back.
There we go. Thank you.
Jess.
Do you know what?
It's the best
you
story
ever. And Jess just reminded me. I went to one of those health retreats. Thank you for that story, Jess. I went to one of those health retreats in Queensland, Gwingana.
Yeah.
And you go there to detox. And I had one of those.
Diuretics?
No, what's the colonics?
Oh, yeah, they're good, aren't
they? That was definitely a relaxant.
They're good.
So it's a bad relaxant.
No more.
It's an embarrassing relaxant.
What happened to Elizabeth? What did we get Elizabeth on? Where did she go? It was a great story.
Oh, that was an unfortunate incident.
She's a therapist.
Compromising anyway, take a break.
Melbourne's 101.9, The Fox.
Here, what a massive week it is.
All this week, we're celebrating 40 years of The Fox.
Still here, still bringing it to you.
101.9.
That's right. We are touching base with so many legends who have been on the airwaves here at The Fox, and there is no greater legend than our very good friend, Andy Lee. What an intro, Andy!
Cop that, Hamish. No greater legend.
Ando, how are you? What are you doing? Where are you?
Oh, just we're at home, you know.
Yeah. That's why we got you, because we couldn't get Hamish because he's filming, so we thought we'd get you instead.
Not true. I know his schedule. Nice attempt at a dig.
That's all right.
Keep it up. Keep it coming.
That's what mates do.
Well, lucky Haim. I mean, he's probably just coming out of the idea that Sonny can go back to school this week. So he's been on the treadmill of homeschooling. And yeah, I can understand he's probably dropping him off now and then going, what am I going to do? This is fantastic.
Now, Ando, let's talk Hamish and Addie's Remembering Project. This is such a great idea. This is your new podcast. I love this because we're in radio. We get how it works. But you are essentially taking listeners down the path of what goes into a show and how some of the peaks behind the curtain.
Yeah, I think probably a few people are going to be disappointed or upset with us for some of the things we said. But we found out that our producers over the years have kept every single run sheet we've ever done for every show. And as we did the show, because often we didn't tell each other what we were going to say, they would write down a singular line, one sentence to sum up what we talked about at that point. So there's 2,600 of those run sheets. Now, when you look at them, say, I reckon it would have made sense to the producer when they wrote it down at the time, but nowadays it's very difficult sometimes to discern what they were trying. So we've basically got a show now where we pick a date. It may be like June 12. We then look up the run sheets from that day, and we normally have maybe half a dozen shows, whether it's 2006, 2008, 2009, 12, and we look at the run sheets and we pick a singular break that we like to try and remember. For instance, it came up that it said Hamish's new girlfriend has a cat. And I'm thinking, well, that's got to be Zoe. Mm. And that cat's now a family member.
Yeah, Albert.
So we kind of try to remember it and then we'll go back and listen to it. It's really fascinating hearing Haim talk about his new girlfriend when he's now the wife and mother of his kids.
Pretty good idea, isn't it?
It's really good. You know, I love to, Ando, the peek behind the curtain that you gave that we all know in the biz with guests. And when you've got to go to a hotel to interview someone, they're a big deal. But if someone's coming to your studio, less of a big deal. And the phone call, well, they're not very, really relevant at all.
Well, hang on. Andy's on the phone now. Jeez.
No, I take umbrage to that. The phone call is actually quite high. Getting people in person was on the hierarchy. You know this. You don't try and get them in person. Then you're kind of Nelson Mandela's and your Tom Cruise's. They're allowed to call in because you obviously recognise the voice. And I'm probably up in that league as well.
But absolutely. Andy used to call into our shows. Now, Andy, you are the Radio Kings, you and Haim. Now, you're a ratings juggernaut. Looking back on all the years, what's your favourite arc that you did?
That's another industry term that Fev's just showing off, by the way. A little story arc.
It's the only thing I know.
The stories, I mean, there were so many fun ones. I think bringing out Frank Stallone might have been the most fun. And for people who are not aware of it, Sylvester Stallone has a brother. He has one good song ever. It is a cracking song. And we thought we'd try a hand at being concert promoters. And we put on a concert. We flew Frank out.
So good.
And it sold out in 6 minutes. We had the Melbourne mayor and locked out a street for us to have a parade for him. Amazing. And the joke was going to be that no one came. But thousands of people came. And he couldn't quite understand that it was a joke. At numerous times, like Haim and I, like everyone being in on the joke, and there's numerous times I had to chat to him. And at one point I rang him just before he flew out. I said, hey, Frank, I just need to level with you. He's like, I'm going to be big, baby. It's sold out. Yes. He goes, we should do a tour. I was like, no. Just so you know, the song's magnificent, but the people enjoying the idea of it being magnificent. And the more people that get involved in that, it's like, you know, the joke being, we're going to make you the biggest star for one day, and people are really enjoying the joke. He said, yeah, I'm huge. Like, all right, no. We're just going to have to not level with him. So there was this nervousness that whole time he was here. We picked him up in a stretch Hummer, and people came out to the airport with signs and asking him to kiss babies and stuff. And there was this nervousness the whole time that he might turn around and go, are people taking the piss out of me? Because he really couldn't see the wood between the trees. But thankfully, we got him back on a flight and he got out of here.
Oh, brilliant. Well, everyone should check this out. It's such a great idea. And as we celebrate 40 years of the Fox, what a great idea this is. Hamish and Andy's Remembering Project podcast. And that's available to download now on all your favourite podcast platforms. So it's a brilliant idea, mate. And thanks for joining the party this morning.
Cheers, guys. It's you guys are good listening. We need this stuff in the morning.
Oh, thanks, Andy.
Thank you, mate.
Byron. Red Energy, the only energy retailer certified to use the famous green and gold Australian-made logo. Support Aussie-owned and operated. 101.9, this is the Fox.